My biggest motivation is to provide an inspiration and role model for young women and young girls, to encourage them to select fields in math and science, especially an area that's near and dear to my heart, which is the space program and space sciences. Unfortunately, I think the role models are not highlighted enough for young women. When I talk to young girls in schools, they're sometimes discouraged by their counselor, by a teacher, by their parents, by society, in ways that they feel like it's very difficult and almost impossible for them to enter these fields. And I like to show them how not only it's possible, but it's going to be a lot of fun and exciting career for them.
And speaking of that fun and exciting career, you traveled to space. Please tell us what that experience was like.
It's truly a life-changing experience. I think all astronauts agree on this point that, when you are able to see our home planet from space, it gives you a different perspective that changes the way you look at not only your life, but the way you look at the world. And it's a humbling and empowering experience at the same time. It's humbling because you feel very small compared to the universe that surrounds you. And also it helps you see that how problems that in your mind may seem so big and impossible, they can also shrink tremendously when you're in space and you feel empowered that you can solve these problems. And it gives you a global view and truly makes you feel that you are, one of the crew members on our spaceship Earth, and you can solve any problem and look at everyone living on this planet as your crewmates on this journey instead of people of different races, religion, or countries. And that's one thing that astronauts learn living together on the space station, that there are no borders, there is nothing separating us, and we have more in common than we have differences.
And Mrs. Ansari, earlier you mentioned the importance of young girls entering this field and entering in science and math and technology. And I read it was also particularly important for you that young women, particularly in Middle Eastern countries, also are inspired. And why is that?
I was born in Iran. I lived in Iran until I was 16 years old. And it's part of who I am. And in Middle East, especially, women sometimes have limited possibilities, or at least society, their families put a lot of limitations on what is suitable for a woman to do or what they're capable of doing. So I hope that my story and my accomplishment becomes a testament that women can accomplish anything they want to and anything they put their minds to, and there are no limits to what they can achieve. And I hope that helps. And it has actually been a great, I think, example for women from the part of the world that I come from. And they have looked at my story, and I have received a lot of correspondence, email messages, blog posts that young women say that they have been inspired, that they feel they are now empowered to do what they wanted or go after a dream that they thought impossible before.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Ansari. Finally, is there anything further you think our listeners should know, particularly in connection with the International Day of Space Flight and women's involvement in traveling to space and being involved in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math?
Overall, I believe that space plays a huge role in the future of humanity, and I believe it requires more attention than it's given today. I think most people feel disconnected from what's going on in space programs all over the world. And especially in the U.S., we have one of the best space programs and one of least advertised or promoted programs, because, you know, it's something that once we gain public attention and people understand the importance of the research and the work that's being done in sustaining human life here on our planet Earth, I think we will be able to get better funding and better candidates and overall a much stronger program. And I hope that days like these are celebrated much more widely.